New York's Unemployment Insurance Fund, which the state labor department says has paid out over $100 billion in benefits to millions of New Yorkers during the COVID-19 pandemic, is now running a deficit. As WXXI's Karen DeWitt reports, State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli is proposing some ways to make the fund solvent.
The state's private businesses are responsible for keeping the unemployment insurance fund in balance. States are allowed to borrow from the federal government when the fund runs a deficit, but employers have to provide the additional money to pay it back. State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli says the pandemic caused an unprecedented number of temporary and permanent job losses, with over 4.7 million New Yorkers collecting benefits. In January of 2020, before the pandemic hit, the fund had a $2.65 billion surplus, and it paid out an average of just over $500 million in benefits each quarter. That rose to $6.5 billion in the second quarter of 2020. That's the months of April, May, and June.
That's an increase of over 1,000%. The magnitude of the increase is something that I don't think anybody could have ever envisioned.
He says business owners could see their unemployment insurance fees, which are calculated on a company's total payroll, rise as much as 9% at a time when the economic recovery has been uneven and many employers are struggling to stay afloat.
It will hurt employers. It will make it harder for them to get back on their feet. It might make it harder for them to hire people. You know, we haven't grown back all the jobs that were lost during the pandemic. We're not back to pre-pandemic employment levels, and this could certainly be a negative in getting us back to that point.
DiNapoli, in a report, says Governor Kathy Hochul and legislative leaders should look at alternatives. The state this year has collected $5.9 billion more in taxes and other revenues than originally projected. Business groups have asked that some of that money be used to help replenish the fund. DiNapoli says there's merit to that argument.
Maybe some of those billions could be put towards paying down this unemployment loan that we owe as a way to relieve the burden on businesses.
A financial update from the governor's budget office says the additional revenues that were collected will be used to keep the state's budget in balance for the next 2 years, and $1.1 billion will be placed in a reserve fund to deal with the ongoing pandemic and potential new variants of the virus. A spokeswoman for the state's Department of Labor did not answer specific questions about the unemployment insurance fund, but in a statement, spokeswoman Deanna Cohen says New York, along with many other states, has sought loans from the federal government to make up for the deficit. And she says the existing state budget already gives businesses over $1 billion in subsidies to help deal with the pandemic. Cohen says the state is also asking the federal government to forgive the state's unemployment insurance debt altogether due to the historic nature of the economic downturn during the pandemic. The state's business council has also asked that the federal government absolve the state from having to pay back the deficit altogether. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.